Something about I'm a rabbi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines to the bottom.
Yud Aleph.
Yud Aleph, I'm an Aleph. 11a. 7 lines, what did I say? 7 lines to the bottom? 8 lines to the bottom. I'm a rabbi. High star of Parsa. This is a Persian star, written in Persian, signed by Persian Goyim. Not our cause. So it has only Hedget. And we're not like Rabbi Kiva now. We don't trust Hedgitus on the star. The Masri Nahale Ba'api Sadi Yisrael. However, the Ede Mesira on that star were Jews. That means I borrowed $100 from Rabbi Cohen. I wrote a con. I had a bunch of Goyim sitting in the bar. I said, write me a star that I owe Rabbi Cohen $100. They wrote me the star in Persian, and they signed it in Persian. And then I went over to Corey and Rabbi Kleiman, and I said to them, can you watch me give this to Rabbi Cohen, the star? They watched it. Ada Mesira, which according to Blazer, make a good star. And it was a Jaitis that signed. Seamus Mubakim. Gaisha names. Good old Persian names. I don't know what Persian names are, but whatever they are, they are. Zakti Gemara, Zakti Rava, Magvina, Bebe, Bnei Chari. You can use it to collect from Bnei Chayrin. It's a star, but only a star enough to collect from the borrower himself, not from any encumbered properties, which means things that he sold off that there's a lien on. Now, the Gemara does something here that's very interesting. Star needs certain halachas, because if not, we have trouble. First question, V'layadi L'mikra. Corey and Rabbi Kleinman can't read Farsi. So it's very nice that I call them to be Ada Mesira. They have no idea what their Mesira are. They can't read it. Zakti Gemara B'diadi. It has to be that the two Ada Mesira read it, and they know what they're reading. Okay. But B'inik Sa'av Shein Yachal Azayev. One of the conditions in the validity of a star is to be written on a kind of parchment in a kind of ink that cannot be forged. That's not erasable without being seen that it's erased. Sometimes you can write on something, erase it, and write whatever else you want. So imagine, I give Rabbi Cohen this star, and it's an Ksav Sheyachol Azayev, and it says I owe him 100, and by the time he comes to collect, it says 300. The only way a star works is that that can't happen, because everybody will see that this star was tampered with. Star and Parsa are usually not written on that kind of paper, parchment, was that kind of ink. So how can we use this as a star? What kind of evidence is this? What's to stop Rabbi Cohen at the tzaddik? What's to stop the Malva, who's not Rabbi Cohen, to forge, to change the amount? Zakti Gemara B'dafitza. It's talking about that the parchment was treated with gallnut, and that's what makes it non, as soon as you erase it, forget it. Everybody will see that you tampered with that star. Frank the Gemara Vamina.
You'll see that it was tampered?
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be made of
it's supposed to be tamper proof. And by putting this gallnut stuff on the whatever parchment they used, it became tamper proof.
So that's a good thing.
It's a good thing. That's the answer. The question was, Star and Parsa doesn't have the non-forged guarantee.
But it does.
That's the answer. It's a kosh and an answer.
You thought it did.
Normally it doesn't. In this case, it's good if it does. It's like the security paper. I don't know if they still do it. They used to have checks and things that you cannot tamper with it. Security paper, it's called, whatever it is. It was a certain kind of, yes.
The ink is used in the ink?
No, it's not what it says here. It's used on the parchment.
Before they sign it or after?
Before. That's how it's treated in order that it's not temporal.
It's the punishment.
No, but he's talking about that. The Taisa says elsewhere that they use gallnut as an ingredient as part of ink. That's not the issue here. Frank de Gemara. Habeina tzark shiakzim in yoyne shoshtar b'shitach reina v'leka. There's another halacha in shtar.
Where do we say the word that's talking about her?
Where do
we say that?
It has to be Shemitz Mepakim. It's not Mesuyah Mitaychai.
That's a given already?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shemitz Vacham are the bad names, right?
No. Shemitz Vacham are the ones that you can't confuse with Jewish names.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Frank the Gemara. The Beina and Shitzarach Shiach. Okay, let's not get off the track. Frank the Gemara, the Beina and Shitzarach Shiach, the Miyanash Shitar, the Shitach Rhein, the Veleka. There's another Alok and Shitar. Adam do not sign right up against the writing. They move a little bit down. That allows the Malva to add. The Shitar says, he owes $100. The Malva can add plus $200 that he owed me from before. And the Adam are signed. So we have a halacha that says that you cannot learn anything from the final line of a shtar, because that might have been added in. In fact, in shtaris, in the way the Gemara wrote them, I don't know how they're written today, it always repeated, the end was, so therefore, and in the last line we repeated what it said before. That's the way. No new facts are inserted in the last
That's
line.
Good. Therefore,
but by the Shtari Parsaw, they're not makbid on it. The Persians don't have that rule that you can't leave a line open.
So with the last line, maybe that may have been added.
Exactly. And for the Gemara,
we'll just say that you don't look at that last line.
Again.
If you have a last line like that,
what if it's two lines away? What? The whole star, that's a machloikis, interesting machloikis, Rashman Ridva. Thank you. But I wasn't going to get into it. And for the Gemara by the Mahadar, it's talking about this Persian star did it the right way. So frek the Gemara. So it has no problem. It has no problem. It has eight in Assyria that are Jewish. It is written on Ksav that can't be forged.
What about them reading it?
They know how to read Farsi.
They know how to read
Farsi. Right. It's the last line is a repetition, is just repeats what the shtar said. There's nothing wrong with the shtar. So why can't you collect from encumbered property? This is a very valid shtar. And for the Gemara Lefle Kala, Eide Mesira, the reason one can or can't collect from encumbered property, I like the new name, I just learned encumbered property, from encumbered property, is because the buyer beware. We had a problem. If we're going to let a shibut collect when Baruch Maisha buys the field from me, Baruch Maisha won't buy a field from me. How does he know if I owe money or not? So to protect the buyer, in order to protect commerce, we said, if there's a shtar, it's Baruch Maisha's job to find out it exists. If there's no shtar, we can't collect from Baruch Maisha. He has no way of knowing.
A shtar for
a regular shtar. Because a shtar has a coil. That's the rule. The rule is, if I would have written a Hebrew star with Hebrew Adam signed, Baruch Maisha's job is to find out about that. It's easily trackable, because Edech Sima talk. We thought that Edem Asira also talk. And the answer is, no. Edem Asira don't do the same as Edech Sima. And therefore, it's a wonderful star, but it can't collect from encumbered property because there's no way to protect the buyer. And our interest is protect the buyer.
Why don't we say that the guys in the bar are talking?
They don't. Not the Jews. They're goyim.
I honestly thought before we came to Shear, before we came to this Shear, that it's the Beis Din that makes the call in Lafouque.
No, because no offense to Rabbi Cohen, who usually says wonderful things, but a usual star moment has nothing to do with Bezim. It's four of us sit down, the Malva, the Leiven, two Adam, and maybe somebody knows how to write and somebody doesn't know how to write. They write the star, the two Adam sign. Bezim doesn't know a thing about this star. The only job of Bezim is if somebody's Ma'arer, you validate the signatures. But I don't need a Bezim. I need Baruch Maisha and Dr. Harris to sign a star that says I owe you money. That's all. No business involved at all. And Baruch Maisha and Dr. Harris are automatically spread a coil. They signed in a star.
Then it's
not a star. An IOU cannot collect from Shabbatim. You're right. That law is IOUs only collect from Bnei Chayim for this very reason. Because we have to protect the buyer. We can't put the buyer in a position that he's not going
to
buy.
It has to be a lumdus then. Why any Hasima talk, any Masira don't talk. There's no lumdus.
Is there a crow by eating?
Is there a lumdus why it's 6:14 now?
Lumdus.
What's the lumdus of why it's 6:14 and 20 seconds?
Not everything has to be lumdus.
It's a fact. The Gemara is telling us a fact. It's not, by the way, that the Eidech Sima consciously say, okay, guys, let's go spread it. We'll down to the shul tonight. It's not what happens. It's an automatic kind of human behavior thing.
Is it something, if you saw a sign yourself as an Eidech Sima, is it a mean that you should talk about it? I don't know. It doesn't say. Now,
it's not, obviously not Lashon Hara to say that I borrowed $100. If it were Lashon Hara, we'd have a big problem. It's not Lashon Hara that borrowed to tell somebody borrowed money. I mean, that's clear from this Gemara, from any Gemara about Shtaris, that says Eidech Sima spent a kail. That means, obviously, we're not saying that they're right for Lashon Hara. In fact, by a get, I don't know, but we like people to know that a woman got divorced. Not Lashon Hara at all. Say Reuven divorced his wife. I'm sorry, Reuven doesn't do anything. Dan divorced his wife. It's not Lashon Hara. I don't know, but we want people to know that Dan's wife is divorced so she can get chances for remarriage.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Hello,
is there a question?
I don't think we're supposed to use Reuven.
I said, I changed it to Dan. I'm sorry. I said Reuven, I immediately changed it to Dan. I apologize. It was a mistake, but I corrected it immediately. Turned it to Dibor.
No problem.
Okay.
But he says here, I don't know if Rabbi he says here, if it would be done in court, even if Goyish's signatures...
Right, because the court spreads the word. That's our cause. It's a separate issue. Nothing to do with this.
I'm just saying.
You know why he says that? Because the Gemara in your Testament base, according to Rashi, says that. He quotes the Gemara in your Testament base. Well, if he says that, it comes from a Gemara in your Testament base.
That's have
to be what he says. That's what he says. That's Rashi. Shtar Parsa, Shasu Lashon Parsi, was written in Farsi. The Chasmi Farsi, Amalajaita Salav, and Persians who speak Farsi and sign Farsi signed on it. Vilayadi, Eidim Shabasu Bifneim. They don't know. The Mikri to read, Vilayadi Mainil. They don't know what the Shtar says. They've been Masadi Lakas Manalodamosa. How can they testify? That the parchment should be fixed up.
The
Eidim Asira. They're Jews.
The
Gemara has a kasha. They don't know what they're reading. And for the Gemara, they do know. Rabbi said a statement that the Shtar is kasher. The question we have is Eidim Asira don't read Farsi. They're Jews.
And the answer is
they do know it.
They do know the content, the general content.
No, they can read Farsi.
Well, they do know how
these Adam happen to know how to read Farsi. I don't know how to read Farsi, but there are Jews that do.
They have to be able to read.
Correct. Yeah. Exactly.
Not
aim at zero. Exactly. The parchment should be fixed with gall nuts, bishaf ibudai, when they work it out, when they create the parchment. They make it black, dark. You can't erase it. They should nicker, it'll be recognizable. But Kalve Parsiam, and as a general rule, the parchment of the Persians, he can erase what was written and leave the signatures of the Edom, the Kaisuv Lamaila Maman Harbe, and he can write a different amount of money. And we can't rely on something that's forgeable.
What if they make a mistake when they're writing it?
I got a big problem. You want to know how long Lamaila? There's two options, either write another one. Or, which we would do by a get today, we wouldn't play around with a get. Or they can be mekayemet. On the bottom they can say, we ate them, saw this erased thing, and it was said this and was replaced with this, and we know that this was erased. Like initialing a check, except it's much better than initialing a check, because you can initial my check and nobody would ever know the difference.
Knowing, is it knowing Farsi? I think this is what. Let's say I don't know Farsi.
So then don't be an A to C when a person.
No, I don't know how to read Farsi, but someone told me this is what it says on it.
So that gets involved in before, can somebody read it for you? Who's the someone? A guy? He's not believed. A yid? Let him be the Ada Mithira.
If the court reads it out loud.
It's not in court. This has nothing to do with court.
What about the other aid? The other aid read it for you.
I don't know. So that was the before Sugya. We had that one can read it, and that's called okay. We had it in Testament bits. I mean, Yanish Ashtar, but Yashita, Quayna, Gamin, Beget Pashit. Says, but Kaninim employed Yakom by the custom before Shlel. The last line says, and we made a kinyan on everything that was written. We do that in Ksuba. The Kedinim, whom other custom before Shlel. It's to repeat what happened in order so nothing else can be added. And for the Gemara, the Mahadir, Shemachzi B'shita Akhoina. Leslie Kala, Zakrash, Fishain Chaisim Yisroel. The Sadi, the Chasimi Ashtara, Inu Mavzka Lakala. It's the Adam that signed the Shtar that spread the news. The buyer is not, doesn't lose. He can say there was no Eid Chasim, I didn't know. If Yidden would sign on it, of course you'd collect from the Shabbatim. Even if it was written in Farsi. But if two Jews signed on it, they spread the news.
So without the other requirements, the Hidder and the Kwam thing,
couldn't even collect from B'nai Chayr, because it's forgeable. So this is a big shaila and reshaylim. Why wasn't this Gemara by our cause? Why didn't the Gemara ask by our cause? How can you rely on a shtar of our cause? Aye, it's forgeable. Aye, they don't know how to read it. Aye, it's not Mahadim B'shit. The same Gemara that the Gemara does here could have been asked back there. How can we rely on our cause on a shtar? Star Mecher, Star Raya. So there's a Machlokes Rishayim. So some Rishayim say Enochanami and Gemara have done the same thing there. And Enochanami, we cannot rely on our cost if it's a forgeable thing, because our costs aren't guaranteeing no forgery.
Right. But they're honest. We assume that they're doing things in a way that's honest. That's why we are costs.
Again, could the Gemara have asked these questions there?
Yes.
That's what some Rishayim say. Other Rishonim say that our cause, there's no Havamina, that they don't do it this way, what the Baruch Moshe wants to say. And therefore, why ask a question that's self-understood that our cause would never learn?
No, but their whole purpose or cause, that the people that sign on it are
so what Baruch Moshe is adding, so what he's adding is that our cause also makes sure it's not forgeable.
And is Shita Achrona?
They're mapping on that too, because they know we can add. They know these things too.
You mean to tell me those are Goyish?
No, the Goyim understand in court. They get it, that we have to put out something that's not forgeable.
And then the Goyish is...
What? They don't, but they obviously have a thing that you can't add. There must be some guarantee that nothing can be added. I don't know what it is.
Can't be signed
under
this.
Yeah, that's he says today. Everybody gets a copy. So,
back in the check, say if you want to endorse it, never endorse it.
See, the Malva has a star, the Leiva has a star. So the Leiva pulls out his star, it doesn't say it there.
Why not just draw a line?
Yeah.
The Gemara talks about all that in Baba Basra. This is discussed, but we're not going to learn about Baba Basra now. We did that already.
You were asking about Bahuso. Is that basically saying that they do that stuff? Is that we're saying that in our codes?
Not necessarily. The Yidin Bahuso gives them power. Does that mean it's not? Again, it's a Machlokes Rishayim. Some Rishayim say that Gemara could have gone through this conversation earlier. And some Rishayim say that by our cause it wasn't an issue. We assumed that they take care of all these problems. Whatever way they take care of them, but they take care of all these problems. Yes.
This was done in a Goyish bar or something, and there was the Eidei Chasima were not Jewish.
Persian Goyim.
So there is no coal on this.
Correct.
And therefore, because there's no coal,
they can't collect from people who bought lands.
So, I was a couple of times at the Edei Chasima again. Rabbi Grumer did not tell me to go out and spread the word.
Again, the Gemara doesn't say we tell people to spread the word. The fact is, the word gets out.
There were both cases were fire. I didn't know who they were. I had nobody to even tell it to. The two people got divorced.
Again.
Word got out.
Word gets out. For people that have to know, word gets out.
I don't think I've told the same. Well, look, for her to get married to a from Yid, she has to show that yet or something. Let me use theirs to call the cult. Right? I mean, there is an evidence.
Yeah, but he gives their star.
I don't remember.
I know that he gives her a star. Not then. He mails it to her.
A star of divorce.
So not a star. A bezin sentence that says that she's divorced.
And that's the coal?
The coal is not the case. We don't go around asking people whether they spent a coal. The Gemara is telling you this is what happened.
I give impression that it has to be a coal.
That's to collect. The coal is for like collecting from Lekuchas.
That's
all we need it for.
But it's not to tell people to divorce.
I said that all I mentioned that for was to say it's not Lashon Hara. You could have told people that this guy divorced the other woman and you would not have been over Lashon Hara. That's all I meant to say then. I didn't mean to say that you need you to say.
Why isn't it Lashon Hara?
Because it's good for the woman that everybody should know she's divorced. She's on the market. Beneficial. Not a favor to divorce. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. Writing again is a mitzvah in the Torah. That doesn't make it Lashon Hara. It's not an affair to borrow money. There is a bigger problem. Because you can tie that if you say a guy borrowed money, you're announcing to the world that he's needy. But that can hurt him in business. But still not Lashon Hara. Right? Is that the Gemara says it's a fact. It happens. That's not true. We wouldn't build that luck around people saying Lashon Hara.
I understand the logic of that.
Yes.
Today, title searches
do the same thing. Correct.
What that's for.
Well, I don't know if you know that. That doesn't help for loans.
That's, how you check it,
that's only on property.
Right.
But,
sure that
yeah, but if I borrow money with a star from Avram Cohn, there's a lien on my property, you'll never find it. Halachically, not filed in court.
But that you people do that with liens.
Again, I'm not talking about. I don't know halacha myself. But Lamais halachically has a lien on my house when I borrow money from him with the star. Creates a lien. It's not in court.
With Adam.
With Jewish Adam. It's not filed in court. Now, it could be halacha change. The monetary halacha is very dependent on what happens. I don't know. I don't know halacha
myself. Question from left field. Mitzorah. Can I go around telling people that this guy's Mitzorah, so the people down before?
He tells the people himself.
He tells people himself. So that more, therefore, he...
I don't know. I would say you can do because it's beneficial for him, but I don't know. Tamei Yikra. By the way, everybody makes a mistake with Mechutz L'Machna. What do you think Mechutz L'Machna means? Yeah, Mechutz L'Machna means he lives in Tel Aviv. In Bnei Brak. Outside of him in Yerushalayim. Yeah. People have to stay out of his Da'at Amos. He can have a nice mansion.
He could live at home?
What? If he doesn't live in Yerushalayim, why not? He can't live with his wife. No, he can't be together with his wife. Can't be with his family. But he's not out in the field somewhere saying, hey, is that what happens? He moves into a house in Tel Aviv. In Haifa. In Cleveland. Not Machni Yisrael here. Now, people have to stay out of his Da'at Amos. He doesn't come to shul. He's not involved in society. There's a house. He can go shopping. He has to do it in a way that it's legal to do. You know, we imagine Chutzla Machna means we pitch him somewhere out in the desert, out in no man's land, and he stands there with a sign saying, I'm a Mitzayra. And if he's lucky, he has a little tent over his head. And he...
How do you go shopping?
That's a big problem, because if he goes into a room, he's matam everybody. So there have to be an answer that he comes at I don't know. So they'd have to deliver the food to his house.
He
would have to instantly. He would be there. He would.
Maybe he's out in the field.
No, he's not out in the field. They have to Instacart him. They have to Instacart. He orders some Instacart. And he can have his smartphone. That's why he's a Mitzrayim in the first place. He has his smartphone. He's a Mitzrayim in the first place because he's speaking Lashon Hara on his smartphone, right? He has the smartphone. He can be on WhatsApp and every other chazarai that's there. And he can be on it, then he can be fine. Listen, Uziyahu HaMelech became a Mitzrayim. He was a Mitzrayim for 25 years.
Okay.
He was a king. He moved, they built him a palace in the cemetery. And he had a palace in the cemetery. And he lived and ruled, I mean, he didn't rule necessarily. His son made it sound like his father is still ruling for 25 years. He was a melech in the cemetery, Uziyahu HaMelech. Uziyahu.
At first thought, it's the best place. You know why? Nobody's going to rebel.
For sure not. He wouldn't even know if they did. He wanted, what happened was he decided he's going to be a Kayan. He decided he's going to be a Kayan. He came to do Avodah. He became a Mitzrayim. For 25 years, he died a Mitzrayim. In the cemetery. They didn't have to take him far to bury him. He was right there. 25 years, that's a long time. There's no place that says that he has to live in a place. He can live in Tel Aviv, Haifa, Bnei Brak, Cleveland, Detroit, New York. Hey, he wants to know if it's Lashon Hara to say, guys, I'm inside. Don't think of my advice. My neighbor's talking. We have to move. My neighbor's talking to Rabbi Eichon. Edim hachasumim ala get. Edim who signed in a get. This is a get isha. In Eretz Yisrael, ushmaisim kishmaisayim dikachavim. And they have Gaiish names, but we don't know whether they're Jews or Gaiim. Do we have Mahu? Can we say Adam Asira works?
It's Mubhakim.
It doesn't say it's Mubhakim. We're not sure. Basically, the Shaila seems to be not Mubhakim. Amalei, so Rabbi Yechanan answered him, Libali Adenu Ela Lucas Vilus. The only time we had a Shaila was the get was signed by Lucas and Luz, Vichjarnu, and we said it's okay with Adam and Sira, but Vidavka Lucas and Luz, the Leishchichi Yisrael, the Maske B'Shemesayu. But we only did it by Lucas and Luz because it's Shemus Mavakim. Jews aren't called Lucas and Luz. Ava Shemus Achrini, the Leishchichi Yisrael, the Maske B'Shemesayu. By the way, Lucas and Luz are Roman names, Greek names. That's why it was in Eretz Yisrael. The names before of the were in Bubble. But names that Yisrael do name, lie. We would not rely on Adam Asira, Mezuyev Mitaychai. Rashi. Look, Rashi, Adam Achasum Malaget. I'm learning like Rashi. The Rishayim have a problem. That means Rish Lakish is basically asking Rabbi Yechanan, what's the din by Shem Hashem and Mubhakim? And Rabbi Yechanan is answering, I mean, we already said this a million times, but that's the Rashi learns. Adam Achasum Malaget, Ume'eretz Yisrael Ba, the Kamar Mimdina Tayyab. This has nothing to do with a foreign country. This is in Israel. Which may say, we don't know whether they're going to be. The only get that I had with Gaisha signatures was by Lucas Velos. And we won't come to rely on them. So it's Lakish.
This is all under Belozer, right?
Correct.
Correct. Is there Machloikas in Belozer, what he said by Shem Mubhakim?
Yes.
There is?
The Chachamim of Shemin.
Shem Mubhakim?
No.
Oh, so they're talking now. They're talking
Shem Mubhakim. This Gemara was Shem Shem Mubhakim. That's where Rish Lakish has to be.
So there's a Shaila where Rabbi Yehuda.
That's the Kash on Rashi's chat. I said that. The Gemara makes it sound like it's a new Shaila. We've dealt with this for the last week. Again. This Gemara sounds like Rish Lakish is the way Rashi learns, not only sounds. He asked them, can we be Machshir B'Shem B'Shem and Mubhakim with Adam and Sira? And the answer was no. Well, we don't know.
We
it's Zoya Mitaichai.
Whatever used was even because we know they're going to come to land them in the future.
Interesting, Jack. Some Rishonim learn like you. Rashi doesn't mention that at all. Some Rishonim want to say that Rish Lakish is asking Rabbi Yechonin, these might be Jews, and then they're kosher without Eidei Mesira. But Zoyev Mitaichai is when you know they're Goyim. Here, you don't know they're Goyim. They might be Jews. Might not be Zoyev Mitaichai. But Rashi doesn't say that. I'd rather not get involved now off the track. Rashi learned a straight shy l'shem b'shem b'bo.
Why wouldn't that be a straight?
Again, that's why I said I don't want to go there because I want to finish the Mishnah. I'm going to get involved in this conversation. It's not a strek sveika because it's one suffix. Are these good Adam or they're not good Adam? Adam is zero work anyway. The only problem is it's mezuyah mitaychai. So it's a suffix if it's mezuyah mitaychai.
What was the answer?
The answer was mevakim works, but Adam mevakim doesn't work.
Anything that you don't know is a Jew or not is Adam mevakim. It's either Lucas or everything else.
No, but Eitan said something very understandable. I'm sorry, I apologize, Corey, that I'm not talking about. I think I answered your question. It's not really a shem sex fake. Again, Eitan is saying a very good point. He's saying that if you know they're Goyim, then shem and shem muvakim is a problem. But if you don't, they might be Jewish. So maybe we can assume they're Jewish.
You don't know
to drabonon over mezuyah mitaychai. To drabonon. Mezuyah Mitaichai is rabbinic soul. If you have Goyim, that's fine.
The whole problem is, if it's just a name, let's just say David. Okay, David's a good name. David could be a Jew or a Goy, right? Okay? So you can't use him because it might be a Goy. You might use an Eidei Mesira, okay?
Maybe it's a Jew.
Maybe it's a Jew. So that's everything he's saying just now is every case that's not Mavakim.
Again. I really don't want to spend time on this. Let's just get... What Eitan said was that Rish Lakish might have been asking a question. Is Shem Hashem Mavakim only if you know it's a guy? Or is Shem Hashem Mavakim even if you don't know if it's a guy or a guy?
That's no problem.
If it's a yid, is it a problem?
No, but if you know for sure it's a guy, then
that's shame. No. If a guy signs Jim, and they're yid named Jim, so if it's a guy, it's possible mezuyah mitaychai. We don't want Jim signed in a get because people are going to use Jim for Adam Sira. But they'll say he signed in a get. But if Jim is a Yid, it doesn't bother us. It doesn't say anywhere that a Yid can't sign with a game that's also used by Goyim. There's no such halacha. If a Yid's name is Jim, he signs Jim. And it's not Mezuyah Mitaychai because he's Jewish. If Jim is a guy, it's a problem. So now, what Eitan's saying is Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechonin, when you have a get that comes to Eretz Yisrael with the name Jim, in Eretz Yisrael, do you have to assume it's a guy? And it's Mezuyah Mitaychai? Or do you say it could be Jewish? You don't know. That's how Eitan learned a lot of some Rishonim learned that Gemara that way.
Is it possible to say that if we don't let a Jew sign an English name?
There's no such halacha. No such halacha.
Do we have to validate this?
If somebody comes and argues on it. And that's just wrong. We only validate if somebody comes and argues on it.
Person's name, a Kohen.
Yes. That's
Mukhra. I'm asking.
Yes, he signs a Kohen, and then he's not a guy.
If he doesn't write a Kohen,
is it
still a good signature?
I have no idea. I don't know how Akhalamai. That's part of his name, by the way. Ain't him there a Kohen, write a Kohen. In fact, in a Ksuba, if you leave out the word a Kohen, it's a problem. I was an aide in a Ksuba, and the one who wrote the Ksuba left out the word a Kohen, and he had to do a second Ksuba. I read the Ksuba, and the Kayan wasn't there. So I turned to the guy and I said, who was wrote the Ksuba, and I said, you left out HaKayan. He said that makes a major problem because now people say it's not him. And they went to the Ichud room, they wrote a new Ksuba, which I didn't read. They didn't read that under the chuppah.
Maybe he's given a press. Do they call out his name as a Cohen? I don't think so. I
have no idea. I don't ever listen. In a star, it says Akaya because it's an identification mark of who he is. Same thing. Same thing. Same thing. They say it by the father's name. They don't have to say it by the guy's name.
Yeah.
If they say it by the father's name. See, what happened in this one was that when they said the father's name, it said Hakayim. But in Ksuba, they repeat the chassan's name without the father's name a number of times. It didn't say Hakayim. So then people can tie that he's a cholol. That his father was a kayin and he's not a kayin. The raya being that when his name was repeated three times, it didn't say Hakayim. It only said Hakayim where it said his father's name. So therefore, they redid the Ksuba.
This is also teaches you, teaches the Tzibur, that when you're buying the things for the Chuppah, buy at least three or four Ksuba.
Exactly, absolutely. And don't have one written professionally, because you might not be good, and you'll have a paper Ksuba anyway. You know, people pay hundreds of dollars to write fancy Ksubas.
You also read it for a Tanoim.
Tanoim is meaningless.
Because one of my sons...
Tanoim means nothing today. It's a joke.
Rabbi Feldman
said
we have to write over the time.
You said that?
I was the one who caught it. And he said, so I'm writing it over. He didn't have it. Luckily, there was a copy machine.
Yeah. That's the Gemara Bait. Yeah, you always buy. Any Rav knows you come to class and you have two or three copies with you. Absolutely. Because you never know what mistake is going to be made.
This is Aga. Grant Judaic now does copies for you. So you know that?
What's this guy doing? Every 2 minutes.
He has a new thing that he has.
No, I'm making a for you. Don't even bother. It's not important enough. He obviously Grant Judaic can pay a lot for his advertisement.
He's your best customer.
Yeah, Friday. Except for Drycast, Jan Dank is his best customer. But Dav Zunta Gemara, but okay. Eitzvei. So he asked him a question. Gittin Abom and Pinas Hayam. Gittin that come from Chutzlaretz. Ve'edim Chasumim Aleyam. And it's signed. Avabishi Shiseyim Kishmois Evdi Kechavim. Even if they have guys and names like Jim and Joe. Kshayrim. Because you signed Jim and Joe in Chutzlaretz. So we see that whenever it might be a Yid, we say it's kosher. So how could you tell me, that if it's a Suffolk Yid, Suffolk guy, if it looks like a guy, it's your name, assume it's a guy, unless it's Muvakim, here a Gittin coming from Chutzlaretz, not Seamus Muvakim, and we assume it's a Yid. Amalai, so he told the Gemara answers, Hasim Kadik Tani Taima. Mesha Raiv Yisrael, Shabachot Slarch, Shabasam Kadik Rav Zagab. Here we're talking about in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, most Jews aren't Jim and Joe. In Chutzlaretz, most Jews are Jim and Joe. And therefore, from Chutzlaretz, why think it's a guy? Jews signed this way. In Eretz Yisrael, this is not normal. This is not regular. Therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, I assume it's a guy. And in Chutzlaretz, I assume it's a Jew.
A person would write his name. Or Jim
Barry,
he could if he wanted. This is a sugya in the ninth barrack. Yes is the answer. Do we do it? No.
But they possibly did it.
Absolutely. In fact, in those days, there were people that didn't have a Hebrew name. They had a Greek name.
Alexander?
And a whole bunch of them. Yeah. Yanai. Zuck to Gemara Rashi. Zuck to Rashi. Abba Bishish Shusei Abba Yavichavim. Absolutely, but why ate him a Sira? The coach can't made him a Sira. The Mazakim will be strong. If she arrives, she'll be strong. She'll be strong. That time at Lucas for Lucas Avka. Hasn't the 20 time. But here, Rabbi Yechim Barak to Shaw, they ain't right. She'll be Sam. She'll be Sam. When did Rabbi Yechim say that to Shaw when most didn't don't sign guys your names. Hokus was Abkina Domab the Kovnin Obsulam. Therefore, we're Machmer. I feel made a mistake, Rabban of the Masnison, that we are Machmer because of Mesuyev Mitaychai. Period. Ikidim Amri Kimasnisa Boy Mine Upashale Mimasnisa. Others say that the Shiloh was never in Eretz Yisrael. The Shiloh was a get that comes from Kutzlar to the Gaish name. What do we do? And the answer is, he answered them from Kutzlar, it's probably Jewish. Because that's how Jews signed the Kutzlar. So going to the second version, didn't ask him in Eretz Yisrael. He asked him a get that comes from Kutzlar that has a signature, one that says Jim, and another one that says Tom. In Kutzlar, Jews signed Jim and Tom.
Not Roe.
Rav Yisrael Shemachot Florence Shemay Sam Kishmay Saiv the Kachavim. Most Jews in Chutz Florence go by Goyish names.
Most people, all the Goyim sign English.
And most Jews sign English.
And most Jews are good. Okay, and so why are we saying it's Jewish?
Because why not? Why assume a guy signed it again? How often is that?
So there's no
Mufakim. There is Mufakim. No, there are Mufakim. There's certain names that no Jew would have. Christopher. But it's not Christopher that came.
So there's two things
it's
here.
It's Barry.
So there's two things here. There's the Rove. Okay. It's for sure more Goyim sign it. Okay, more Goyim sign it than Jews.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Some Jews sign their Hebrew names.
Again, right. Rav Yisrael Shemachutz most Jews in Chutz Laaretz have only Goyish names.
Also Rove.
Rav. Again, I said it three times.
But Goyim, all Goyim sign Gittin.
Correct. How many Goyim sign Gittin?
Oh, so that's a new thing. So then we have to bring in a new thing now.
Yes, yes.
That's the point.
Yes, that's the point.
Wait a minute, we have to say, why don't we...
Because that's self-understood, that we hope that Jews sign Gittin, not Goyim. The problem here is it's Goyish names. The answer is, in Chutz Laaretz, Jews sign this way.
Much
Inky in Israel. Israel, most Jews have Jewish names.
But what do you mean? Most people, if you have a get, most people that sign on are Jews.
Not enough. It's a Goyish name. A Goyish name tells us it's a good chance it's not a Jew.
But there's also a Roman.
Again, I just told you the fact that it's a Goyish name, not Mavok. The fact that it's a Goyish name tells us it might be a guy.
So you're saying it's not the point that Goyim would sign on it in Eretz Yisrael is not as much as a robe as having the
again, most Jews sign Avram. And in Chutz Laaretz, there's most Jews don't have a name Avram. Rashi. You should know, even recently, there were certain countries in Europe that you had to have a Goyish name. Then in America, you can be, I mean, my kids, none of them have Goyish names. No, because you name them Mordechai, it's Mordechai, who cares? Right? There's other people in the country that make up names, so I made up Mordechai.
Well, why in those countries?
Menachem. Because in those countries, they didn't like Jews.
So the
guy made the Jews. No, the guy made everybody have a Goyish name. By the way, even last names is an invention. In the time of the Gemara, nobody had a last name. There was no family names. You were Ben somebody.
But there were titles. They gave him
sometimes. Not everybody had a title.
But that's how they developed.
That's not true. People were known as their name Ben somebody. There was no last name. Last name the guy's was an invention. Rashi. Ikud Ami Kamasisa by Mine. Gitna Bamadina say Amish Mesam Travel Ramal, Pashla Rebekin, Masisan, Viksharan, Becheskin Sherol Ninuk, Nishroiv Shosh, Ruflarish, Shmesam Kishmais Avdikachab. And according to a merit, this would be kosher too. You don't even need Adam Asira. Assume that they didn't decide. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos. Leave out 11.